New York Times photographer Tyler Hicks has been documenting life and war in Afghanistan since the U.S. invasion in 2001. He recently got back from another trip. He was embedded with a Marine unit in Helmand province in the south, which has seen a strong resurgence of the Taliban. He also spent time in Kabul, and his photo essay of life in the Afghan capital appeared in yesterday's Times. Tyler, how would you compare Kabul that you saw on this most recent trip with the city that you first saw back in 2001?
Well, my introduction to Kabul in 2001, I was with Northern Alliance soldiers as they fought the Taliban entering the city. So there was a lot of confusion and violence right as I arrived. But today, it's a lot calmer in Kabul, although you have isolated events that can be even more dramatic than that day in 2001.
A number of the photos that you have in this photo essay document what you call a beggar society that has sprung up in Kabul with refugees coming back from Pakistan, not finding work and the consequences of that. And I'm looking at a picture right now of a woman who's wearing a burqa, and she's bent over. She's sitting on the ground next to her son, who's lying there. He's apparently ill, and she's begging for help.
Yes, these scenes surprised me, even having traveled all over Africa and some of the poorest countries in the world. Each time I've been back to Afghanistan, it's really, you see a lot more people on the street, a lot more people who appear to be very sick, malnourished. And in this particular case, I was this is actually the first day I was working on this project, and this particular woman and son grabbed my interest because they were so isolated, and that's kind of what I was trying to convey in the photograph with the emptiness around the photo. They were really alone, and this boy was so sick, in fact, that after I took these photographs, the driver that I was working with, who I've been working with regularly since 2001, kind of checked on the boy and lifted his eyes, and there's very little reaction to being touched in that way, and it was very sad.
Was anyone giving this woman money?
One thing about Afghanistan, on a positive side, is that people are generous. They do stop and give coins here and there to people. It's not completely something where people just turn their back on it.
One of your other images, and these are all black and white images, very, very stark and striking, shows men in an opium den, and it's a reminder that Afghanistan is the largest opium producer in the world, and you say addiction there on the rise.
Yes. This is something else that I've seen a lot more of, not only this drug use, but really almost kind of a public display of this kind of use. I mean, whether you be in a park where families gather, you can kind of smell hashish in the air. Or in this case, I was actually just wandering around kind of the old city looking for photographs of kind of the old destroyed buildings left over from the Soviet occupation during the fighting there. And I turned one corner and I came across this very large group of men smoking, shooting heroin. And it was a very big surprise to me to see this amount of men in the middle of the day on a weekday using drugs like this.
I was happy to see, Tyler, in the middle of all these photos of desperation and sadness, an image of four children on a kind of makeshift swing set. They're all on each of them is on a seat swinging around a central pole, and they look like they just don't have a care in the world.
Yes, yeah, and that's the thing that makes you feel better sometimes. I mean, kids will always be kids, and they want to have fun and laugh and enjoy themselves just like anyone else.
Where was that picture taken?
That was just outside of also a another kind of refugee area where people, I mean, these are very poor children as well, most of them living in kind of makeshift tents, but they were doing what they could to have a good time.
We've been talking with New York Times photographer Tyler Hicks, and you can find images from his photo essay on Afghanistan at our website, npr.org. Tyler, thanks so much.
Thank you.